Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in Imperial County. Phone number is 337-8874. Show is available on podcast at KXOradio.com. I'm your host, Scott, and this is Recovery. September's Recovery Month, so we're going to recover a show here. And it's a good topic, and we got a good guest, so stay tuned. And let the phones call us. Give us your opinions, give us questions, whatever you got for us that you know, add a little flavor to what we're trying to do. And interesting stuff, compelling radio, typically. And anytime we do recovery shows, just to kind of, my bias, I guess, is the times when it gets real, because we're talking about real people who have real lives in our real community and can give us a sense of not only their tremendous energy and inspiration and courage that it takes them to kind of, you know, make the decisions they have to make for themselves, but also gives us a sense of what people have to get through sometimes to become who they're going to be, and makes for some good stuff. So stay tuned. We're going to jump right on into this. I'm Scott. Maria's in the basement, charging the batteries. She'll be back next week. 337-8874 is the phone number. Let's talk about it. It's the show. My guest today is Nathan. Nathan, where do you go to school, man? What city?
Desert Oasis.
Okay, good enough, man. Welcome aboard. How old are you?
18.
18. Ooh, all right. Legal. Good. We're here to talk today about, you are in substance abuse treatment, right?
Yep.
Let's talk about, how'd you get there?
How'd I get there?
Yeah.
I just signed up for it.
Okay. That's cool.
They gave us the option right there at school.
Was it something that, when you signed up for it, was it something that, this is what I need to get my life together, or was it like, oh, look, it's better than watching the paint dry in community school.
A little bit of both of them.
Okay. So part of you actually thought that this might be something that might help you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Why do you think you might need help?
Because everybody needs help. In their own little way.
Ooh. 100-point answer to that one. Let's go to the bonus round. So, you're in Desert Oasis, you got this class coming up, and it's they say it's like, what do they call it, substance groups, or?
Drugs and alcohol.
Okay, so it's an alcohol and drug group.
Yeah.
So, you must have at least had some experience with alcohol and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was that for you?
It was good.
Did you start young?
Yeah.
Younger, I guess, because you're only 18, right?
Started younger.
How young is young?
Like 14, 13.
So, 7th, 8th grade, somewhere around there?
Yeah. Like 7th, 8th grade.
And it was this stuff always around? You know, where you were growing up and
your
people?
Yeah, ever since I was little.
So you saw it like 1st grade, 2nd grade, cousins, uncles, whatever, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And before you tried it, you must have heard some stuff in school, elementary school. I know that they bring out the cop and the dog and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they tell you it ain't good for you, right?
Yeah.
And they tell you, like, hey, don't
do that.
Yeah. So on the one hand, you're seeing that in school, I'm sure, and you're wearing red, you know, next week or whatever. And on the other hand, you're surrounded by people you know and love, I would bet, that are using. What's that like?
Well, right now, like, I don't have a lot of people on this side of the family because my parents are divorced.
Mm.
So I don't have a lot of people that consume right here where I live. But over there in Vegas, it's different.
Okay. So this is mostly, you grew up in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is different, huh?
Yeah. Very different. But.
See, you're growing up in Vegas and they're saying no.
Yeah.
And some people are saying yes. People you're close to. And, you know, you see the lifestyle in Vegas. I don't know how close to the strip you were. But, you know, you see little Wayne driving by in a 54 window limo.
Yeah.
Hummer. Cracked up on steroids, you know, whatever. And at some point, I guess, you decided to try to use, right?
Yes, sir.
What was that like? I mean, how did you eventually, did you feel like a little guilt? Was it like, oh, it's my time?
I was scared to use that. But, I don't know, I just got used to doing it.
Okay.
It turned into like an everyday thing.
Okay. What kind of stuff?
It made me feel happy. I started using it when I was little. With the older friends and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, did they kind of recruit you into it, or it's kind of like, hey?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And I would just, at first I would just kick it with them, and then at the end I would be smoking.
Okay.
So I started.
Okay, any drinking too, or just smoking?
Drinking was like later, like 9th grade, 8th grade, around there.
So not too much later?
Huh?
Not too much later. You said something that we should probably stop and touch on. And wait. By the way, 337-887-4 is the phone number if you guys want to call up and get any questions. We're talking to Dave and Nathan. It's September's recovery month, and Nathan has put two very cool things together. First of all, he's coming here to talk about recovery, which is cool, always cool. Secondly, he's 18 years old, and anytime you get an 18-year-old talking about recovery, you've got two great things that go great together because. You know, it's really good to talk about recovery when you're 18 instead of 36 or 54 or 72 or whatever the next multiple of 18 is.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUVO 88.7 FM, Broadway Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KSCoRadio.com.